thank everybody for coming out this evening. This is the second in our implementation forum that we're having with the community in connection with the development of the President's House. Welcoming you today is our Mayor, Mayor John F. Street, Mayor of the City of Philadelphia.
Opportunity for us to share, to learn, and to personally be a part I'm very, very excited about it right here in the city of Philadelphia. Thank you for coming together.
Formally be given the
request for proposal, and then they can in earnest begin their work. Of the preparation, a site like this is wonderful because it's a place for people to gather and start the process of thinking about what took place. But in order for any historic story to be complete, you have to have programming and partnerships affiliated with that site in order for people to really learn the full picture. Again, we are not building a house, so it is important for the site to be there, but then for our tourists, our citizens, and especially our students to experience this history in a more complete fashion. Then we've also been having conversations with the other cultural institutions around town that will become partners in this process. The African American Museum will play a critical role in the programming of President Cal. And the National Constitution Center will play a critical role. And then we've had to develop the plan for how we will get the input from the public and how we will communicate on an ongoing basis. So with that said, I wanted to take this opportunity to just have our oversight committee stand once again, and I'll call out your name. Dennis Ryan, wears two hats in this process, the superintendent of Independence National Historical Park. Ramona Briscoe-Benson, CEO of the African American Museum of Philadelphia. Karen Warrington, Director of Communications from Charlene Myers, Professor of History from Philadelphia University. John Pete, I'm not sure if I saw him this week, but he is the person that runs the Harani Group. Mr. Michael Ford. Secretary of Education Jenny Barnett, who has helped to kickstart the conversation about how we can incorporate things into the school district. I think Jenny's back there in the master room. And we're also very, very honored to have with us Dr. Greg Thornton, the Chief Academic Officer for the School District of Philadelphia. Phil Castellano, the Chief Operating Officer for the National Constitution Center, has agreed to let us display these models at the Constitution Center. And is that Mr. Rubina sitting next to me? Very good. So these gentlemen are going to make sure those models are housed in free space so the broader public can experience what we have to offer. So again, I am very ecstatic about having each of you join us this evening. Without further ado, I'd like to now introduce our guest for the evening. We are so honored to have my dear, dear friend, Mr. Howard Dobson, Chief of the Schomburg Center in New York. I love that. So let me give you a little information about our guest. Howard Dobson, Chief of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture of the New York Public Library since 1984, is a specialist in African American history and a noted lecturer, educator, and consultant. A graduate of Westchester State College and Villanova University, he also completed his requirements for AP at the University of California, Berkeley. So I'm not sure how many of you knew that Mr. Dobson is actually homegrown here. In 1987, he was awarded an honorary doctorate from Widener. He also has an honorary doctorate from Adelphi. And as of last month, Mr. Dawson has an honorary doctorate from the City College of New York. Dawson's leadership, the Schomburg has developed into the world's most comprehensive public research library devoted exclusively to documenting and interpreting African diaspora and African history and culture. During its tenure, the center's collection has more than quadrupled, totaling over 20 million items. Users have increased from 40,000 to over 125,000 annually. More recently, he completed a $25 million 75th anniversary capital campaign, raising $26.2 million for the genre. And I have to say, that is a magnificent accomplishment, and I celebrate. Mr. Dawson also established a scholar in residence program which has provided 6 months and 1 year fellowships for more than the 80 scholars who have been funded over the last 14 years. He has a number of publications and books, with his most recent being Jubilee, The Emergence of African American Culture, and that is published by National Geographic. And In Motion, the African American Migration Experience, also published by National Geographic. He has curated exhibits on such diverse things as censorship and Black America, and lest we forget, the triumph over slavery. Mr. Dawson serves as the chair of the Federal Steering Committee on the African Burial Ground Project in New York. And he was also a member of the President's Commission on the National Museum of African American History and Culture. He is a board of directors of the Apollo Theater in New York, and he serves on the Scientific and Technical Committee of the UNESCO Slave Route Project. So give him another round of applause. Ms. Faith Dane Shrub. And these people have been traveling extensively, so I really celebrate you for having the energy to join us. Ms. Faith Davis Rubin is the curator of the African American History and Culture in the Division of Home and Community Life at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. She has been a historian at the Smithsonian since 1981. Ms. Rubin has curated exhibitions at the Smithsonian and other museums, including the National Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center in Wilbur Forest, Ohio, and the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati. Ms. Rubin has published widely on the history of African-American museums and collections, including For African-American Women on the National Landscape and Restoring Women's History Through Historic Preservation, Sites of Memory, Sites of Struggle, The Materials of History in Major Problems in African-American History, and Mythos, Memory, and History, African-American Preservation Efforts. I mean, the list goes on and on. A forthcoming essay is Revisiting the Old Plantation, Reparations, Reconciliation, and Museumizing American Slavery. She is currently at work on a book about the African American museums and collections in the United States and Canada, and the working title is Finding Our Story in the History of the Nation, A Pictorial Guide to Black History and Art in America's Museums. I would like Mr. Dawson